This is episode 2311 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back. We are at day six of our series with the theme of looking inward so you can be more present in your life. How are things coming along this week? How is your challenge? Your challenge this week was issued by none other than your fellow meditator, Kristen Neubauer, who so graciously allowed me to interview her. Now, it's not always easy to share personal information on a podcast, especially if you're not a podcaster. So I really appreciate Kristen sharing her meditation journey with all of us. The challenge she issued was every day, ask yourself, what would you do if you had no limitations on your time, on your capabilities, on your finances? What would you do? Sometimes you might not exactly know what you would do because you might be so caught up in the grind of life that you might need to pause and really think about, what do I really want? And that really is the goal of this week's challenge. So as we come to the end of the week, day six, I wonder if you find yourself pondering a little more what it is you actually would like in your life. What would you like to be doing? Where would you like to be? Who would you like to be with? How would you like to be? These are important questions that people who are good at setting goals for themselves and who often likewise attain a lot of success. These are questions that people ask. In fact, there was a really famous study done of Harvard University graduates. Harvard University is one of the most challenging universities to be accepted to. So it's assumed that if you graduate from Harvard University, you have advantages and you might be more successful than the average person. Well, this study was one of the longest studies conducted. I believe it was conducted for 30 years or more. And in this study, they discovered that out of the Harvard graduates, those that set goals for themselves achieved success in their finances, in the kind of work they enjoyed doing, in relationships, and in their health, leaps and bounds over those who didn't set goals. That was a pretty fascinating study, and it underscores how important it is to ask yourself on a regular basis, what is it that you want in life? How do you want to feel in your body? How can you improve your health, your relationships? How can you do things for work that are fulfilling, that you love to do, to share yourself with the world more? So in today's episode, as always, in the next to the last episode, you'll layer together the meditation techniques into one meditation. And this is how I meditate. I layer together several techniques. And the reason why is because when you sit down to meditate, it's not as though you're instantly transported into a place of peace or looking inward. You're still engaged very likely in the world out there, what you were doing, all the things you still have to do, the conversation you had with someone. You're still engaged mentally and emotionally with all that's happening around you. So when you sit down to meditate, you are looking inward. You're detaching from that outside influence and distraction, and you're tapping into your inner self, which is where your inner wisdom resides. So when you do a breathing technique, maybe hold your hand in a mudra. Maybe focus on a chakra. Repeat an affirmation. Visualize yourself somewhere amazing. These techniques help you to begin to focus on yourself inwardly in, of course, a beautiful way. So in today's meditation, you'll be guided layering together the meditation techniques. To get you started, I'm sharing with you a quote that your fellow meditator Kristen selected for you from her favorite book, Aesop's Fables. It's one of the most classic, famous, ancient books for children. But the fables are also applicable to day-to-day life, no matter your age. So the quote is one that we are feeling in a powerful way these days, and that is, in unity, there is strength. And this comes from the bundle of sticks. In unity, there is strength. So I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. And as you do so, you may tap your thumb and your index finger together, doing the also very classic ancient mudra called the Jnana Mudra. You're creating a circle with your thumb and your index finger. Your palms are on your lap. Your other fingers are gently extended outward. Do this mudra with both hands. The circle you make with your fingers represents unity. Visualize where you're seated right now. And as you do so, mentally affirm, peace flows through me. Peace flows through me. Feel the support around you. Begin to reflect on this circle of life, the constantly changing seasons and foliage on trees and flowers, the birth and death cycle. Your body, as you move through space and time, as you age, as you emerge emotionally from the ups and downs of your life, every person around you experiences these same ups and downs, each in our own way, always experiencing the same human emotions we all experience. And what you are doing as you meditate allows you to go through life interacting with others and the world with more peace, energy, and clarity. Inhale and exhale through your nose. And on your next inhale, draw your breath upward from the left side of your body, from your toes all the way to the crown of your head. Inhaling and pausing, feeling peace flow through you. And as you exhale, roll your breath down the right side of your body, releasing tension. From the crown of your head all the way back down to your toes. you can continue with this breath. And then make sure to allow yourself to let go of your thoughts and the techniques and allow yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.